It's time to talk some Blues hockey. Welcome to the Blues NHL podcast, hosted by former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers and former Blues enforcer Darren Kimball.
And we got a problem in front of the Hawk bench. Kimball pulling at Roenick. Here's Kimball swinging at Roenick wildly, and the linesman trying to get in between them.
Look at Radek. He dropped the gloves with Rivers. The referee or the linesman should jump in here. You can't let a guy like Rivers continue to throw punches.
Federico stolen from Reinhart. Breaking in to Hunter. Hunter shooting. Rebound. Recognizer scores!
Here comes Chevalier. He'll be thrown out of the game. Curtis Joseph grabs Chevalier, and the two goalies go at it. Head to head. And Joseph with three great rights.
To Turgeon, Hall looking for 500. He shoots. He scores! Brett Hall, number 500.
Tarasenko in the clear. He scores.
And now, here's your off-ice official, Jim Cromer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this, let's call it pre-playoff run edition of your Blues NHL podcast. I'm your off-ice official, Jim Cromer. Happy to come to you from the lineupmediagroup.fm studios, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. As always, brought to you by our good friend Randy Green at innovativecompanies.com, home of the construction team, heating and cooling team, electric team, 35 years experience, ready to go to work for you. Guys, if you have any work that you need done, whether it's residential, commercial, or industrial, I promise you Randy Green is the name that you can know and trust. Take time out, meet with him, and tell me that you don't get the same feeling I do as a friend when I talk to Randy Green. He's there for you. He's there to take care of whatever you may need. That's Randy Green, innovativecompanies.com, the name you can know and trust. Well, folks, I hate that. I know you're laughing at me already, Corey, over there. I want to get on here and go, come on, guys. Was that a game we could have had last night? Absolutely. Do I unrealistically think that you're just going to waltz into Chicago and they're just going to let you waltz out of there with 2 points and help you out? I understand that, and I know that's not going, but God darn it. I just, with so much on the line, and I know it feels like a guy crying with house money here, but gosh darn it. With so much on the line, Corey, did you expect more last night?
Yeah, I expected. I actually think it's Jonathan Toews' goal in life to ruin Blues fans' hockey experience.
You know,
whenever he gets an opportunity,
I got to tell you, there are every market. God, I hope. I mean, I live in this market, but you know, there are so many different markets that don't like one another, right? I mean, if you have a team and you don't like you don't. And you know, we're lucky here now with the Blues. It feels like, you know, obviously we've got this thing going with Nashville. We've always had the thing going with the Blackhawks. And then you have other things that just naturally happen, right? The Cardinals, Cubs, you know, the Cardinals, whatever. You have all this going on, right? But God darn it. You cannot like players. You can hate them. You can hate the jersey that they wear. But God darn it, do I love Jonathan Toews. Oh, God. Mm.
You sure you want to say this?
I don't care, man. Can you imagine him in a blue note?
Hey, yeah,
listen,
I can.
Listen, if you've been a Blues fan as long as you and I have and some of our listeners have, and even for our new Blues fans who appreciate hockey, God, what a guy in a Blues jersey. He would be
I understand.
He's I hate to say this, man, but he's a little bit different, but, man, he reminds me of Brian Sutter, man. He plays the game right, plays it hard. Not the biggest guy in the world either, but he's a pain in the ass to play against, and he can score big goals for you. He makes the players around him better. At the end of the game, you knew he was on the ice the whole time. And before the game, you got a plan for him, and what are you going to do about him? He's a leader. I just, God darn it. And no offense to Eric Johnson. I know we had a nice little run with Shattenkirk, and I think we got about 5 or 6 games out of Stewart, but God darn it. Jonathan Toews for all these years in a blue note.
Or just like say for the record, I'll take Toews over Sutter. All right, that's it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm trying to find somebody that I want to compare him to.
No,
from
I
the
know.
Style. But and I'm obviously Toews. Going to the captain thing, and I'm talking about longevity. Man, Brian Sutter was a good hockey player, man.
I understand that. I know
you
him.
You talk about
I know
a guy that
Coach
was a
Sutter.
Pain in the ass to play against.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he can score some goals for you, too, because he just played that hard. Yeah. Hey, man, are you dogging Brian Sutter?
No, not at all.
I listen.
I wish they'd bring him back at a coach.
If they only had this thing that you could immediately type in something and get information on a guy if you're curious about something. Do you realize, hey, let me ask you a question, over and under, you give me the over and under, most goals this guy scored in a season, was it more than 40 or less?
Oh, more than 40.
How many times?
What did he end up with the Blues? He ended up in the, no more than four.
Well, it was twice, but.
I thought it was.
But he had 39, 37. Okay. I mean, hey, listen, this guy had 80 points, 83 points, 76 points. You know how many guys in the league aren't going to get to 80 points that are good players this year?
Now, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. All-star, Hart. In the Hart conversation a few years. Fuck, 1 year he finished sixth. Brian Sutter could play, pal.
With Federico. Well, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Same time.
Well, listen, obviously I'm having a little fun here, but the reality of it is Jonathan Toews is here. He is here to stick it. Stick it, didn't you? As the man says in Rounders. You know, it's just a pain. Now, that being said, he's one man. We're a team that's been playing awfully good now for a while. And I just would have really, 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 really...
like to have those 2 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Berube said it best. They were kind of looking for the result without giving the effort. Maybe not effort, but I really expected them to come out and lay it on him. It just didn't happen. And I think people are upset about Jake Allen playing, and that's fine. I assumed he would get a start so Bennington wouldn't have to do back-to-backs. But I actually, give me your prediction. How do you think this is going to end
up? Hang on. Whoa. Hang on a minute. Did Jake Allen lose that game for them last night?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of people that think he did.
Okay, you think he cost them first
place? No. I'm talking about in general.
Do you think that game cost them first place?
Well, listen, dude, don't get me started on mindset and philosophy here, okay? All right. I'm a baseball guy, right? And I tell people all the time that get bent out of shape. Listen, he didn't strike out on strike three. He struck out on strike one and two.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where this thing, first place was lost months ago if they don't make it. If they make it, it would be an unbelievable achievement story. That being said, I also understand that the most important hill is the one you're currently climbing,
right?
Correct? It was staring at us. Now, what was staring at us? Reality was staring at us, okay? It was going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality that I like to look at is how you got where you got. It doesn't matter. Like, everybody's story's different, but I mean, you know, we've lost. Just go back, folks, and look at some of the games we lost this year. Now, a lot of teams could say, yeah, look at some of the games we lost. I promise you it ain't like this group. Not even remotely close. So, now, will this make it that much sweeter when we have our parade down Market? I don't know.
Mm. Oh, boy. Reaching already, huh?
Well, we talked about...
high expectations.
Oh, the expectations aren't that high. Come on. just a Stanley Cup after not having one for how long? Ever? It's great. So, obviously, you guys hear the familiar voice of my good friend and yours, Corey, as he's filling in for our friend Jamie today. As like I said, this guy is... And Jamie wants you to know, he's just taking care of stuff. I know everybody's like, oh, my God, he's doing a show once a week on ESPN. Now I'm not going anywhere. He wanted me to tell you that, okay? He's dealing with some stuff at home. He's just taking care of his family right now, guys. He's got a lot going on. And talk about a guy that has carried the water for us so many times here and does it like nobody's business. It's time for me and Corey to step in. And Corey can fill in for Jamie. Come on. I'm sure Corey watched replay of the game 3 times last night, right? So, and then, as a surprise, anytime Jamie is out, if at all possible, our man Kimby says, I'm going to try to get on there, and I've gotten a text from him, and he's going to be able to give us a little bit of time, so we're going to get to him here in just a minute. Before we do, want to talk to you guys about us. We're bluesnhlpodcast.com. Subscribe to the show at our website. Please find us on social media, guys. We'd appreciate it. At STL Blues Podcast on Twitter. If you're a Blues fan, we're going to follow you back. Find us on Facebook. Type in Blues NHL Podcast. Make sure you've liked our page and clicked invite your friends. We'd love for you to invite them all, but if you want to go one by one and just pick out the crazy Blues fans in your life, do so. If you see our pinned post there, that's probably going to be the show that we've recently done. If you would like it, throw a quick comment on it and share it. That's how we reach more Blues fans in our life. So, you know, guys, please, it helps us. You guys do it, and it means a lot to us and our growth. So thank you. Blues NHL Podcast on Instagram as well. And, of course, you can find us as part of the lineup at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. Couldn't do the show without some of our great partners. Adam Smokehouse, thank you for your continued support. Means a lot to us and all that you guys do. I've got so much love for everything that you guys do over there when it comes to barbecue. I am enjoying it, having a great time being a part of what you're doing. And, of course, who wouldn't enjoy the lunch? That's located on Watson Road, guys, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, open till 7. Find out if they deliver to your zip code. And, of course, you can do the box lunches or the catering. That's our man Mike over at Adam Smokehouse, which brings you the Live from Inter and Arena segment, which we're going to hear later from Dennis, and we do appreciate everything that he does for us. NelsonLandServices.com, thank you for your continued support, the name you know and trust when it comes to amateur hockey in St. Louis. When it comes to support, they're here to support everyone. They're asking for your support. NelsonLandServices.com, 5-star locally rated landscaping company that does it for reasonable prices. Make sure you check them out, guys. It means a lot to us when they do that. To my friend, Noel Buckingham, and everybody's getting to know Noel Buckingham. Buckingham Pest Control. Guys, check them out on Facebook, on Twitter. Google Buckingham Pest Control. Find their website. For your pest services, especially with this rain and the bugs start coming inside and when the weather heats up, you guys are going to have to make sure that you're taken care of when it comes to bugs and pests in your house. That's our man, Noel Buckingham. Check him out, Buckingham Pest Control. You got to follow him on social media. You're not going to know when they're giving stuff away. Everybody wants to get Blues tickets, especially if it's the playoffs, right? Make sure you check out Noel Buckingham, Buckingham Pest Services. Guys, they don't kill penalties. They just kill pests and pass the savings along to you. That's Buckingham Pest Control. Well, Corey, before we go to Kimby, you know, any final thoughts on the game last night from you?
I don't think it's going to change what the results are going to be in the standings, which is why I was wanting to get your prediction on how you think this is going to shape up here in the final two games.
Who's first, second, third? I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, right? Like, would having home ice advantage and winning your division, would it matter? Of course it would matter. But can you look at it right now and put your head down if they finish third in the division or second? No, you can't. And I would say this, much more important to me is how the Blues play the last two games than whether or not they win the last two and somebody else loses the last two. I think right now I'm concerned about the St. Louis Blues and how they're playing hockey. Last night, now, if you want to jump the gun and start saying last night should be, this is how they're going to play going into the playoffs? I mean, come on. I mean, let's face it. Everybody loses a game and nobody wins every game. There's a lot of things that go on. But the truth of the matter at the end of the day is what, folks? Okay? Teams get hot. We've seen it 1,000 times over. Teams get rolling. Goaltenders get on a streak. And I'll be curious, and Corey, I'll ask you before we go to Kimby here in just a minute. Are you as curious as I am to see Binnington play every game in the playoffs?
Absolutely. Do I think it'll happen? I don't. So I think there will be a time where they're going to have to call on Jake Allen, personally. And I can tell you this. If that's the Blackhawks' gift to us, I am very happy that we are where we are, we being the Blues, as opposed to where the Blackhawks are. So I'll take that loss. That's fine. You guys got us in game 80 while we're about to play, hopefully, 20 more games. So the Blues are fine. I hope this – I'm not sure where this came into play where we're not playing – as well as we've played on the road all year. But I'll take home ice in the first round, and I think it's possible that we move into the second place finish. Anything to avoid Dallas.
Well, listen, it's an interesting thing. And you know what's funny is when you talk about playoff hockey, the conversation always turns to something like that, right? Like, we start looking ahead to who might we play. And then you start actually going, boy, I'll tell you what, if there's any way I can avoid them, I'd rather lose these two games. You know, I guess if you ask hockey players, we've talked a little bit about it off the air. I mean, it's like, look, we're not oblivious to reality. But the truth of the matter is, man, the ultimate goal for all these guys is to win a Stanley Cup. It's not just to make the playoffs. It's not to play well. It's not to do this. It is to win a Stanley Cup, and if you don't win a Stanley Cup, 99.9% of these guys look at it as a failure.
Right.
Okay? Therefore, they'll tell you what. Now, yes, if you have a little bit of a different path to get there than, say, another team, yeah, you take it. But the reality of it is you're going to wind up having to beat the best teams in the league under the most strenuous circumstances in all of sports. So therefore, let's just let it fly. I know a guy who used to just let it fly, and I'm willing to bet you probably still could let it fly after a few beers if he wanted to.
I know a guy.
Well, back by popular demand, and it is popular. It's amazing to me. I've never ceases to amaze me how many people are so concerned with where's Kimball. But today, Kimby is in the house. So what's going on, Kimby?
So you give them less and they want more. That's what the old adage is, right? So that's what I'm trying to do right now. A little less and you want me more. But no, I'm watched a hockey game last night. I was busy running around. I got a chance to watch it a little bit this morning. So a little frustrating, but you know, you can't complain where they are. So you got to be happy with the point, is considering the way they played last night.
Yeah, you know, it's the thing. I say this to people when I talk about the Blues right now. I find myself feeling like I'm crying over spilt milk because not one of us 3 months ago thought, you know, what the hell? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. To be sitting here complaining. Now, the reality of it is we're sitting right here with this opportunity staring us in the face, so I understand frustration. And, you know, on paper, you know, the Blues are supposed to beat the Blackhawks last night, right? But come on, let's be realistic about this. It's Blues Blackhawks. It's in Chicago. The Blues killer is out there, Jonathan Toews. I think Jonathan Toews is going to haunt Blues fans the rest of his life that we took Eric Johnson over him. Don't you?
Yeah, but you know what though? I don't know. Are they supposed to beat him? Like, they can't be an overwhelming favorite. I know the Blues are playing well right now, but the Blackhawks played pretty damn well down the stretch too here. So, I don't. You know, you're not an overwhelming favorite. Blackhawks they had a tough game last night, the night before. I mean, and. Coming in, so you would think the Blues would be ready to roll, but they didn't get going, and I think that's where they fought it last night. I didn't, you know, a lot of people are bitching about the goaltender situation, and I get it to an extent. I do, because you know, I think the Blues have pretty well said we're going to go with Bennington down the stretch here, and you got a pretty big game you're playing, and they throw Jake in there, and you know, I get why they throw Jake in there, because if you plan to do a long playoff run, you're going to need another goalie probably at some point in time. It's pretty hard the way this game's played now for these guys to roll them out and to go from start to finish. So I know what they're thinking. I understand the frustration too, because Bennington sort of been named your number one guy here, and that's who you're going to ride with into the playoffs. But, you know, it's a tough spot the Chief was in, and they know the team better than I know it. So that's the call they made.
Well, I'm going to ask you personally, I would say this. I'm not quite sure anybody has at times reminded people that Jake Allen's better than we think he is than you. Okay. Even, yeah. I mean, you've reminded people, look, I know you want to jump on him because of this, but there's been a lot of times he's been our best player. I got to ask you, you said that they did it for whatever reason. What is the reason to play him right now? And I mean that, like, unless you're going to play him on the road in the playoffs and Bennington at home in the playoffs, I don't understand why you played him. And I mean that in all sincerity. I'm just asking the question.
I really don't know, Chrome. It's something that's going on there, because Jake, all he's done lately here was whenever he played, the limited that he has played, it's always been on the road. So, but you had a chance for first place. You still have a chance for first place. Now it's sort of limited now because you put yourself in a bad spot. But I would think you would run with your top dog. And And if it doesn't work out, maybe the last game of the season, then you can come back with Jake and play him there. But so, you know, everything was on the line. You're still chasing first down, but I don't know the numbers. I don't, you know, maybe Jake's numbers are, hey, last night's not Jake Allen's fault. So let's get that straight, right from the get-go. I you can't blame Jake Allen on that one. I think the team come out flat. They laid an egg. And so it's not all on Jake. This one isn't.
No, I don't put it on Jake. That's not really where I was going. I'm just like, I'm just talking just from a, like, this is our group. This is our team. I mean that, like, I'm not being ignorant. It's like, you know, now I listen, the real answer here is what, I mean, I think we're making too much of this now that I think about it. I mean, well, let's be honest. He's played well on the road, supposedly, right? Bennington's been unbelievable at home. They got a back to back, which, let's face it, the guy has been consistent. Berube has never played a goalie back to back. Most coaches do not anyway. So, is it just as simple as, look, we got a back to back, one on the road, one at home. Bennington's been unbelievable at home. Jake has actually played better on the road. So this is what we're going to do, and we're going to live with the results. And like you said, in the end, I'm not quite sure this was Jake Allen's fault. Anyway, I just found it curious when you've got 3 games left, you're going to get a little break before the playoffs start, and while I know it's playing with house money, you have a real opportunity to win the division here. So that's just my thoughts.
You weren't playing with house money last night, though. So let's get you might have been, you could use that phrase, because if you're using that phrase because they're lucky they're in the situation they're in, I get that, but you're in the situation now because of Bennington. He's the one that brought you there. Him and the change in coaching staff, obviously, with Ruby there. That's your 2 biggest things, because I think it rejuvenized the whole outfit there, and they're all playing better. Now, if I was coaching and if I was in that situation, I think I go with Bennington, because I want to see what he plays like on the road, too. You know, I need him out there playing. I need him in a clutch situation. He's got to get ready for it, because playoffs are right around the corner. So I got nothing wrong with playing him there, and that's what I would have did. But I'm not around the team all the time, like what Chief has been. I don't think he expected the team to lay an egg on him, because it's a very, probably one of the most important games to this point, because you actually can still have a running for first place in your division. So I'm pretty sure he doesn't think some guys are going to lay an egg on him here, which they did. So, you know, it is what it is. The good thing about it is they found a way to get back in the ball game. They come back again, which they've been doing, you know, a remarkable job of. And so they were in the hunt again. They found a way, even playing a crappy game, which is a good sign. That they got back there. They got a point. I just think it might come up a point short now, but that's the way shit goes.
Yeah, I'll live with it. Corey, do you get? I mean, Corey Smith, obviously the man, the myth, the legend. You get your thoughts last night. I mean, is that frustrating for you to see how close we are to this and to go out? And I'm going to say that was. I mean, it's amazing to sit here and say we laid an egg and we found a way to come back and get a point. But the reality of it is, I was expecting more from them last night.
Yeah, I just thought they came out flat overall, and it may sound bad, but I am happy that they came away with a point. It reminded me of last year's second-to-last game where they went into Chicago, were not wanting to, you know, lay it all out on the line because the Blackhawks weren't playing a lot of people. But last night, they were full go. I kind of thought, you know, let's come out, bury them early, and then hopefully play with a lead. It just didn't happen. But I'm not laying this at Jake Allen's feet either. I assume that Allen would play last night, Bennington Thursday night, and again Saturday. So I was just expecting more of an effort. I guess it just didn't. I mean, you can't say they didn't give an effort, but I was expecting them to come out and bury him early, and it just didn't happen. So
I mean, are we looking way too far into this, Kimby? Is this just a traditional, good old-fashioned? It's the Blackhawks. I'm not quite sure why anybody would think they were gonna let us waltz in there and not care, because it's
you have a team that you're playing that is out of the playoffs. The Blues are coming in, and the Blackhawks know they're fighting for first, trying to get first in their division. So yeah, it's just another way of saying I can stick a thorn in their ass, and they're not going to be able to do nothing about it. And you know that old thing goes that, you know, these teams like the Blackhawks and the Blues have been falling into a rut here lately. They're playing teams that are out of the playoffs, and you know, it's hard to say this, but you know, when you go in to play a team that's not in the playoffs, you can sort of lay, you know, you're not giving it, I'm not saying you're not giving it 100%, but you're not maybe focused 100% because you're thinking maybe we're supposed to beat this team. So maybe all hands aren't on deck the way they should be. And so that might bite you in the ass. And then so Chicago, now you got a rivalry that you've had for many years. And, you know, I hate to say the word rivalry because the game's changed so much, but it's a rivalry in this sense, in the millennial age. So we got a rivalry we're playing. So, of course, you know, the Blackhawks are playing for their spots for next year because there's going to be changes. They're going to run guys out of there, and the young guys are up there playing. And then the old guys, they still want to stick it in your ass because that's just the way that they've been brought up in the rivalry that you have with them. So they're tough games to play for the Blues. And I know the Blues have everything to gain from it, but still, you know, you're playing a team that's not in the playoffs. So you're going into them, and it's tough. It is. I don't care what anyone says. It's tough.
Well, you know, here we sit. Everybody, you know, the two teams we're chasing, everybody's got two games left. You know, our friends in Winnipeg are on the road both games. Not sure, you know, how that plays into their psyche. They do, they're at Colorado tonight, and then they finish out in Arizona. Nashville is at home for both of theirs, which, you know, that obviously is an advantage for them, I think we all believe, against Vancouver. But, you know, those same Chicago Blackhawks who have no love for Nashville will head into Nashville and try to rain on their parade in their building. So, listen, anything can happen, you know.
I think it's, if you want me to call it right now, Chromes, I believe Nashville, it's theirs to lose right now. I know Winnipeg's got the tiebreaker between the two of them, but Colorado's going to be a tough game for Winnipeg. Winnipeg is not playing good right now for whatever reason. Their goaltender's not there. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know if he's been hurt or what the process is because he wasn't playing the other night, or maybe they were just sitting him to rest him. So they're playing Colorado, who's, you know, pretty well going to get a playoff spot, but they still haven't got one. And then they got Arizona. So they got tough matches they're dealing with. Nashville's sitting at home, and they got Winnipeg, who's out of the playoffs. I think Nashville is, you know, they're gonna get revved up. They're not playing bad hockey, and I just like where they're sitting at as opposed to where Winnipeg is, because I don't know what's going on in Winnipeg. They're losing hockey games right now. They're not playing Winnipeg style. So I see Nashville maybe sneaking up there and getting that top spot.
You mentioned resting up, getting healthy. How important is that for teams at this time of year? I mean, you look at the Blues, they're scrapping and clawing, trying to get an extra point or two here and in hopes that maybe they jump somebody. You got Winnipeg and Nashville, who at one time or another probably felt pretty good about holding on to that whatever one has the top spot. Now they're forced to maybe not rest a guy. How does that play into this whole thing when it comes into the playoffs? We all know, we've heard you guys talk many times about how, you know, once everybody starts clean in the playoffs, it's Katie bar the door. I mean, everything's on the line. There is no rest. There is no sitter. I mean, it's a complete another animal. So how does that play into this thing as we head into the stretch here?
Well, I think what's going on with the Blues is, so they've been going with the same lineup basically for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 games, correct? Except for the goalie situation. So there's players that need to get in there and play a little bit before the playoffs start. The ones that are playing right now, and people are going to go, well, here he goes again. He talks about old stuff. Back in the day when we were playing, when playoff hockey was played, you would play 2 games in a row, and then you get a day off. Then you'd play 2 games in a row. So now they play a game, they get a day off, So as far as physicality part of the thing, I don't think it's as bad now. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. That's just the way the schedule's set up. So, you know, it's not that you need to rest, guys, because you're going to get plenty of rest in this fall because you don't have to play back-to-backs all the time. So you're not looking at that, but you need guys mentally sharp. So they've been sitting some guys on the bench here for a while now, and I it'll be interesting where Chief wants to go with this, if he wants to sort of ride the line again. Is he going to go with the same lineup tonight? I don't know. And if he's going to try to insert some, like a defenseman, Delgado's going to sit there, and a couple of these forwards that have been sitting out that have played on a regular base, you know, unless you got a really bad injury, Chromes, you don't really, not a bad injury, but, you know, one that you're playing with that's nagging that you want to sit a guy down and some rest in that sense, but you're still fighting for something here. So I don't think they can afford to do that, but I don't think it's going to hurt you down the road nowadays because like I said, you don't play back to backs anymore. You're playing a game, then you're off, and you know, so there's more rest periods.
Somebody's got to explain that to me too, Corey. You can jump in on this, Kimby. Why in the world did that change? There's no way that was good for the league. No way.
Yeah.
Because you are now getting so heavy into baseball season. I mean, it's warm outside in most of the country, but I have no idea. I mean, that, and I don't mean this to be mean and call out players. There's no way that was league driven. That had to be players union going, we need days off in these playoffs. I mean, it had to be.
This is my last question, guys, and I got to roll, but I agree with you. And when the game was played for the Stanley Cup, and I argue with this with anybody that wants to argue it, and it still could be to an extent, but the Stanley Cup was always the hardest trophy in sports to win. I don't care what anyone says. Just the physical demanding thing. And the reason back in the day it was so physical demanding, you played two games, one day off, two games, one day off, and then boom, you're traveling, you're playing every day, and you're playing in these old barns where, you know, back in the day, Balfour and even like the old rinks, Eddie would like sweat. He'd lose like 15 pounds a game. You hear the stories of Dougie Gilmore in Toronto. All the weight that he was losing during the game was hard keeping his weight on to play the game. So it was so physical demanding on you back in the time. So it always kept the rivalry going. Like you said, you don't fight with baseball too much because you're trying to keep the momentum going. So now you get a big physical game going, let's say, and then they take a day off and then they let them think about it for a while and then they're going to play another game. I think you lose momentum sometimes, but that's the only downfall because I always loved the way they play the games. The rivalry really intensified, especially when you're playing Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit, St. Louis. You just hated the people on the other side, and you wanted to get right back at them. Now they got a day off. The media gets involved. It turns into a bit of a shit show as far as that goes on. So, you know, I don't like it, but that's the way they've gone. And I think you're right. I think the players have decided that. They wanted to stay physical fit. They didn't want to get hurt and injuries. So that's their call. But I always thought that's why it was the hardest thing to ever win, man, because you were playing all the time and your superstars probably come out 30 pounds lighter when it was all said and done. And that's just the way it was played.
Well, I tell you what, if Corey, who knew? All we had to do was play in the NHL and make Stanley Cup playoffs, and we could lose that weight we've been talking about needing to lose. That's all it is, right, Kimby?
That's all it is.
That's all
it is. Hey, I got a piece out here, guys. I got to get rolling.
Hey,
and
get back to work. Yeah, get off your union break, will you, pal?
Yes, I know. I got to work. Someone's got to work for a living around here. So.
All right. Hey, well, listen.
Great being back, and let's hope they can get in a good spot to where they can get home ice advantage here. So it'll be interesting to watch. So good luck to the boys tonight.
Well, it'll be interesting. And hey, we'll just keep taking you on the phone if we can get you until
last thing, I got to let you know, Chromes, with our buddy Riz going out and about, and it looks like he's trying to get other employment somewhere. So I see he's got the new show going, and so I'm a little nervous. You might not be making this call anymore. He might be departing on us.
Well, if he departs us, then I think it's pretty simple. You got to carry the water, so I'm going to have a meeting with your boss. I mean, let's be honest. You know what I mean?
I can't believe Ribs. I thought we were a lot tighter than that, the sneaky little bugger. I'm sitting at home, you know, just minding my own business. I look up on Twitter, and here's this silly bugger out there promoting another show, and I go, ain't that some shit? So I don't know, but I'll run into him at the rink here because we're having spring tryouts right now or spring skates, so I'll have to question the man.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him because it's good. It's a good thing. You get people talking. Cam Jansen's talking out there on his show, and you know, you get Ribs out there talking. And I think it's a good thing. So the man knows his hockey. He's inside, and so I'm happy for him.
Well, my friend, I'll let you get out of here and get back to work. Corey, don't you worry. Corey's here to carry the water for you and Jamie today. Don't you worry.
Ooh.
Hey,
all right, guys.
He's got an opinion. He's going to let somebody hear it.
Hey, that's good. That's what you need in this business.
All right, pal. We'll talk to you soon. You take care of yourself.
Have a good one, guys.
All righty. Take bye-bye.
Care. See you.
Bye-bye.
That is the man, the myth, the legend. Is he a legend now because he's made it on his way to a milk carton?
I'd say so.
You know, Corey, he said some interesting things there. As a fan, how far back can you remember getting hooked on playoff hockey?
I was about 7. And this is all Blues Blackhawks, and he brought up an interesting point. I can't remember back that far to the 2 days no rest back to back. I mean, it's still it's a rarity that teams play back to back nights, but I think now with the exposure they have on television, they want to get as many games in front of as many viewers as they can. So I think it's good that they take a night off and you can see every single game. And they've moved it to so many stations. You get to watch everybody play all the time. That's what I like about a night off.
Yeah, I know. Listen, there's probably a variety of reasons for it, right? I'm sure TV, you know, things like that. You know, did the owners sell it to themselves that, well, we could get a better game because our players would be healthier, maybe in the playoffs. We'd get more of a – but, like, I mean, do they not care that the players took pride in the fact that they went out there in the playoffs and weren't 100% of it? I don't know. I mean, is that some of it, you think?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure ESPN probably sold it to them. Hey, let's have a night off. Hey, we can get more games on ESPN. Then we can move games to ESPN2. More teams are seen. I mean, think about how big hockey had gotten in 93. That was the first year that they went back to ESPN in the 94. I mean, they had overtaken the NBA. It was big. Strike killed them. Just killed them again 10 years later. But I just think it's a better chance to get to see more games.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And then you hear the guys talk about it and the true difference in it. And it's like, well, to the points you're making and the points that they make, I don't know what's better. I really don't. I'm not sure. Like I said, I think being a guy that loves hockey, and I've loved hockey my whole life, mm-hmm. I love baseball, and I've loved baseball my whole life. I got to tell you that, as you know, and I know Kimby jokes around, and he does, but believe it or not, there's people out there, here we go again, he's going to talk about the old days. But the truth is, you know, and this is me, and I am going to be 50 this year, so if you want to lump me in with whatever, that's fine. But I got to tell you that I remember sitting, okay, at a Blues playoff game. I don't remember how long ago it was. And we were in like the second round of the play. And I'm sitting there watching. I was sitting right on the edge of the suites. And I'm sitting there like, I'm watching in the suite the Cardinal game. The Blues game's going on. It's people are wearing short sleeves and shorts to the game. I'm like, something doesn't feel right here to me. Now, here's the odd thing about that is you're sitting there going, well, Chrome, I can tell you probably what year that was, because if the Cardinals were a couple weeks into the season and you were wearing shorts and a short sleeve shirt to a Blues game, that was we were probably in like the Final Four that year. But that being said, none of us would complain if that was the case, right?
And it's funny because you say that. I remember being at a Cardinal game
and watching the Blues game. Yes, I was getting ready to say it was the same thing.
And it was the night Kiprios ran Fuhrer.
Oh my God! But you know, and that's the thing, man. I think it's an interesting thing, but I do, like I said, we can joke around and go back and forth on the whole old school hockey. It doesn't change. The reality of it is playoff hockey is amazing. And
there's nothing like it.
And you truly, truly, truly have to embrace it. It is different.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. If you're one of these people that think, I don't know, looks the same to me. What's the difference? Aren't you trying to win? If you can't watch a playoff game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And not realize that it's a different brand of hockey. Listen, you've got teams flying around all year. See, I think Washington realized that finally. They spent years flying around in the regular season and got to the playoffs, couldn't figure out where the recipe for success was. You know, it is different. It tightens up. And a lot of people say, well, why can't they tighten it up for 82 games then? It's like, well, I think the man just explained to you, didn't he?
Because they started in October.
Yeah. I think the man just explained it to you back in the day. Now, I know the back-to-backs had something to do with it, but the reality of it is the effort you give. I mean, these guys would lose a turn. Remember Doug Gilmore? Remember the great story about Doug Gilmore and how much weight he would lose in the playoffs? And he wasn't a big guy. Do you remember that?
That was in Toronto, yeah.
Yeah. They were talking about how he would like almost be sickly by the end of the playoffs because he would lose so much weight because of the role that he played and how hard he played.
Oh, it was more than him. I just remember guys looking gaunt.
Yeah.
With the skate, with the cup. Guys just look dead. Look like a bunch of zombies.
Isn't it fascinating, though, to some degree? Oh, and you sit there and awesome. Go, man, look at... Listen, pro athletes a lot of times, sometimes self-induced with certain products, put a toll on their body at the expense of trying to be successful. Now, we as fans sometimes look at their success as personal success. Sometimes it's, and we think this is okay. at the expense of their team. And when it's at the expense of their team, we rah, rah, rah. But if it's a guy taking PEDs for his own betterment, we want to poo-poo that. But the reality of it is some of these guys sell their souls for this.
Yeah,
more than their souls.
Yeah.
They sell their health. And, you know, we stand out there and cheer, and I get it. It's just, I don't know. I stand up and applaud because it is the playoffs. And now, listen, I love the playoffs in any sport because, you know, I think naturally you get amped up. I think the game itself is amped up. Mm-hmm. The cost is high, right? But so is the reward, right? I mean, I always tell everybody, if you ever watch somebody, and you know, we get so bent out of shape over celebrations and things like that, me included, like with the whole Hartford thing, or the whole Carolina thing.
Oh.
I'm still calling Hartford. The whole Carolina thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
My problem is, and always has been, okay, that is that I can't stand planned celebrations.
Okay? Oh, really?
I don't like when some of these teams do these things in the end zone where they do the act out. That I want pure emotion, raw emotion. You get that in the playoffs in hockey. You get that sometimes in baseball games and football games, and then we want to poo-poo it and mix it in with planned stuff. No, 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 no. I love raw emotion. And I think you get a ton of that in hockey. I think it's part of the reason why Carolina had come out and said, look, we're not going to do this anymore, win or lose. Almost because they wanted to set their fans up for work in case we make the playoffs. We want you to know why we're not doing this.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm. It's time, you know, that's my opinion because there is no other excuse for it, right, to change what you're doing. So it's just, again, it's just my opinion. That being said, I love it. I love raw motion. I love bat flips in baseball when it's raw. Like Jose Bautista, no problem. Bryce Harper the other day, no problem. Now, some guy does something and you can tell. Like, listen, don't be ignorant. You can tell when something's cold and calculated, planned out, meant to. You can tell. And don't tell me you can't. If you say you can't, then you got your head buried in the sand. The truth of the matter is you get raw motion in playoff hockey. And I love it. I don't know. I love it.
Well, I don't mind. I understand where you're going with the celebrations, but I do think hockey used to have a little more, show business to it. I mean, guys displayed their emotions a lot more. It's become the very cool league where a lot of guys don't do that stuff anymore. I mean, you may not like Jaromir Jagr, but I don't mind somebody throwing their glove in the air and shooting it or something similar to that, or Fleury diving down the ice. I mean, those are the ones I go back and think about the playoffs. But
did that seem that wasn't planned?
No.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like now.
It got eyes on the sport a little bit.
Now, you do that in a regular season game up 3-0.
Right.
You know, it sounds that feels planned to me. That feels like next time I score, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to give him a look. That sounds.
Who a couple years ago showed, was it Thomas Hertl when he went between his legs when they were up like 6-0 and scored a goal? It was fantastic. And man, the guys were pissed. And I'm thinking, come on.
Well, okay. Yeah,
not the celebration.
So hang on,
it's
a second.
Showing somebody up.
Right. So that's, and here's my thing on that. If the players want to be pissed about that, right? I think fans kind of find themselves on both sides of the aisle of that. So what do they do? What they do is if you want to believe in the code, and it's funny to say the code after Kimmy's argument last week, but if you want to believe in that, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. But the reality, this is where I always kind of bow out of this thing. People want to take a stance on the unwritten rules, code, whatever you want to call it, right? People want to take a stance on that never played. And I tell people all the time, why are we so concerned with it? It's not our game, it's theirs. If there are enough players that feel strongly about the way their game is handled, who are we to say they're wrong? It's their game.
We aren't.
We aren't. It's their game. We can't, listen, we can't possibly know, okay, what some of these guys are talking about when they're making reference to these things. As fans, we've watched playoff. I have. I mean, I'm going back to being a little kid, watching Blues. Remember when the Blues made the playoffs like 25 years in a row or something?
Yep.
Okay. So I've watched it my whole life. Okay. I can't possibly even know. Can't compare my opinion and thought to what it feels like to go on the ice and actually do it.
No.
And I'm not even talking about the skill portion of this. I'm talking about when a guy tells you the effort level, the mindset, everything that goes into it. It's the same thing for the other. Now, you can have an opinion. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. If you want to say you think code or old school or unwritten rules are stupid, you kumbaya, right? Mm-hmm. But the reality of it is, who are we to question it's whether it's right or wrong? Because it's not our sport. It's their sport. Now, we are fans, and we do pay. And if you want to say, I'm going to spend my money or not spend my money based on how the players police themselves, sorry, not buying it. No,
I get it.
It's, you know, it's a bad sale and I ain't buying it.
I get it.
But again, totally, totally believe what you want to believe. And I don't know what side of the aisle you fall on. I would think guys, Corey, you strike me as a guy that probably says, you know what? I love old school hockey. I love this, but I also can appreciate people trying to improve the game and make it better. And if this is fun and people enjoy it, so what? I don't know. I think you're probably a little bit.
Like, yeah, I want the game to be as popular as it was 20 years ago, is my problem, or 25 years ago.
Yeah, what? Let me ask you a question. What happened? Let me back up. So, when I say what happened, remember when Brett Hull was scoring all these goals?
Mm-hmm.
I say it all the time. Best as a Blues fan, I just couldn't believe at that time in my life where I was age wise. I mean, it was, you know, I was becoming a young adult. And
right.
I just started drinking beer,
mm-hmm.
and I discovered The Hill, and you know, it's like I just remember thinking, does it get any better than this? I mean, I'm walking up with three of my friends, and we're buying tickets for $5-6 a piece, and we're sitting up top by the air ducts and banging on them, and every night we're stuffing beer in our pockets and going into the game, and we knew Brett Hull was going to score a goal, and Adam Oates was going to make an unbelievable pass, and,
right.
And there was going to be a fight. It's Saturday night, man, and the North Stars are in town or the Hawks are in town. There's going to be a fight. There may be fights in the stands. I mean, we just knew it. And I remember thinking to myself, look how many goals Brett Hull's scoring. And he was talking about the clutching and grabbing going on in the game and how if we want to become a mainstream game, we got to do this. And then all of a sudden, when the goals started slowing down, he became more vocal because that's what teams were doing, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
And then it's like they changed some rules and it got worse. It's like they didn't know what they did. I got to ask you, like, what happened? Like, weren't these rules supposed to improve the offense? We're struggling to get a 50-goal score in the league now.
Yeah, I think it. If you go back to when we were younger, you know, if you were going to be a kid and you were going to be a successful hockey player, you would move to Minnesota. You would move to Canada. You would move to Boston, the Dakotas. The game got more popular, but the strike in 94, 95 going in, maybe it was 95, 96. That hurt the game a little bit. Lemieux and Gretzky aged, but the neutral zone trap probably killed the game. So you could probably blame the Devils for all this, but not the actual Devil, the New Jersey Devils. But that hurt.
Oh.
The strike in 2005 absolutely just destroyed the league to where they were back to square one. They lost their time on ESPN. That hurt. Moved to Versus, which is now, I mean, it's become NBC Sports. A lot of that just... I don't know, and I don't think expansion helped this league in the end. I mean, seeing a Tampa and the Panthers and the Nashville Predators, I mean, now everybody's come to know it. I think it has become more loved by hockey fans that have always been hockey fans.
What about the salary cap? Did the salary cap stop teams from, you know, having multiple, I mean, like you don't have, like you're not going to have a Detroit Red Wings
ever.
I don't think again.
That 0203
team. Unless you get some guys, unless we get an NBA thing going on where guys are like, you know what, I'm going to take less, you take less, let's go here, let's play together. I mean, I guess it could happen, but
I mean, their unions sure don't like that.
Well, I mean,
you want to never see anybody get paid again?
Well, I'm just telling you that it could happen. I'm not saying it will. I don't know, man. I was all excited when the league started acting like they were going to take it seriously. Coach Henson and I argue about this all the time. You want to fix this problem, fix the goalie equipment.
Yeah.
Listen, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. And Gary is so smart and so intelligent when it comes to the game itself. You can argue with him all day long about his personal opinion, because his personal opinion on the Blues is like anybody else's. It's like an asshole, right? We all got one. The reality of it is this. I challenge you. Just go watch some YouTube tape when Gretzky was scoring 100 goals, 90 goals. The goalies look like catchers in Major League Baseball.
Heck, when we watched.
And now go watch the shootout last night when these guys are coming down the ice with the best sticks in the world, the best training in the world, everything you got going for you in the whole. Hey, a flat. I mean, you're not even talking about a breakaway. You're talking about an unfettered breakaway. I mean, there's nobody chasing you down. The whole place has got its eyes on you.
Oh, goalies always have the advantage. Oh,
I know,
a breakaway.
But still, listen. Let me tell you something. If you think for 1 minute that they had the advantage in a total breakaway situation 30 years ago, you're nuts. They looked like catchers. They looked like Yadier Molina. God, Corey,
so
when we get
have,
done with this show, I want you to go Google the year Gretzky scored all those goals.
You'd rather have Don Borp in goal as opposed
what I'd
to
rather
Jonathan
have,
Quick.
What I'd rather have is a goaltender that doesn't have equipment on that's so big that when you skate down on a breakaway, you can't hardly see any net. That's what I want.
How many people listening to this podcast right now could tell me who, let's find a rare goalie, a Ron Tugnutt.
They know who Ron
Peter Sidorkiewicz. Those are some good ones. Would you rather have those guys doing that leg kick out skate save?
Listen.
Or would you rather have the goal? Everybody got better, though.
Here's what's going to happen. People are going to Google it for sure. But I want to know how many people know who Gump Worsley is.
None.
Gump Worsley.
Nah, I take that back. I'm sure there's some older
because
listeners.
He played for Montreal, people are going to know who he is. But that being said, the deal at the end of the day is this. And I love hockey. I love it. I like offense.
I understand.
But here's the thing that always used to kill me about it. So even when these guys were scoring a lot of points and doing their thing, right, it tightened up in the playoffs.
For sure.
You know, it just changed. And that's why I love it. Now, when you had the all-star team with Edmonton, it was tough, man, because you're not talking about locking down a line, right? You got to lock down a whole team there, but I don't know, man. So, yeah, Corey, man, I do. I appreciate you coming in. I know you can, like, listen, I've told them all the time, we got a guy in the bullpen warming up all the time that can carry the load for Kimby or Rivs, and you do it better than anybody. So thanks for doing it, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Well, hey, listen, one last time, I want to give a shout-out to our partners, Adam Smokehouse, and this gives us an opportunity, too, to bring in a wonderful segment by a guy who hosts like no other, enjoyed it immensely, had a great time at Minner Arena where we did our annual show. Tony Twist and Reed Lowe did not disappoint. Neither did our co-host, Jamie Rivers. It was a great time. So let's take a listen real quick and hear what Dennis has for us on his Live from Minner Arena segment brought to you by our friends at Adam Smokehouse.
Hey, thanks, guys. This is Dennis Minner coming at you live from Minner Arena, and you'll have to excuse my voice because, oh, man, a combination with my allergies and just finished watching the freaking Blackhawks Blues game. But, hey, before we get into that, just going to let you know I am sponsored by the one and only Adam Smokehouse Unbelievable Barbecue here in the heart of St. Louis, Missouri. Go check them out. Tell Mike that Dennis from Minner Arena sent you. Guys, you will not be sorry. Hey, go anytime after a Billikens, Blues, or Cardinals game and let them know you were at the game the night before, and you will get 10% off of your total order. So, hey, I swear, I don't know how my kids are still asleep right now. I screamed at the TV, 45 seconds later, we tie it up and then we freaking lose in a shootout. I hate shootouts. It's an absolutely a joke of a way to win or lose. I think they should continue doing sudden death 3-on-3 until someone scores. But hey, that's just me. I'm a fan. I have no say-so whatsoever on that. But you know what? Let's give credit where credit is due. Were the Blues on tonight? Not so much. But the Blackhawks wanted that win. They clearly did. Knew it was going to be a tough game. You know, no matter what, going in, if they're not, they've been eliminated, they're not even fighting for a playoff spot. But anything the Blackhawks can do to put the Blues down, they're going to do it. And you know, when you've got Kane and Taves, you know, crisscrossing like that and popping in with Floppy Jake falling down before Kane got up and did his standard up and away. Shot. I mean, what do you expect? And again, man, I don't think Binnington would have stopped that shot either, but, you know, got to have someone to blame it on. Right. So, hey, here's all I know. January 3rd, I had given up and so had everyone else. And here we are. My gosh, guys, here we are with two games left and we still have a shot at being the Central Division champions. How insane, incredible is that? I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's just mind-boggling as a fan to watch a comeback like this and to see this team where they are and how they're playing is just absolutely incredible. So, hey, we got another game coming up tomorrow night. We've got that final game Saturday. And here's the thing. We're one point out, all right? 1 point out of first place. All I know is I hope we're in a position where we have home ice advantage. I think that's going to be a very, very powerful thing, especially playing a team like Dallas or if we're playing the Predators. I think having home ice advantage is going to be crucial. You know, it's I'm kind of speechless, guys, and that didn't happen very often. So, hey, if you didn't get a chance here just last week to listen to the annual Live from Minner Arena podcast, I cannot encourage you enough to go back to last week's episode, last Thursday, and to hear some of the antics again. You get Tony Twist, Reed Lowe, and Jamie Rivers together, you never know what's going to come out of their mouth. I can't express enough how much that episode was edited. You had to have been here to heard the unedited version. I think I even blushed as a grown man several times. But, you know, man, here's the cool thing. Hey, Jeremy Rutherford just had a contest for best fan cave in St. Louis. And I had so much hate that I haven't talked to JR about bowing out of the competition, and he talked to me into staying in it. And, you know, I just want to use this as an opportunity. I let everyone know there at our live recording, but, you know, there's a reason that I have Minner Arena, and it's not for me just to brag about what I have. It's about to showcase the Blues, and it's for you guys. It's for fans. It's honestly, it's not just for me. I never built Minner Arena with the intent that I would be the only person seeing it, that I would be the only person watching games in it. I have an absolute blast when people come over. You know, we had a house of, I don't know, 18, 20 people during that podcast, and I'm fortunate, guys. I'm blessed to be able to do that. To be able to have an opportunity to be even on this podcast is a really, really cool thing for a fan. And, man, to the haters, whatever, I don't even hear you. I block that garbage out. Life is too short to let things on Twitter or Facebook get you down. Just block it, knock it out. You know, those people never say that stuff to my face. So, hey, I cannot wait for next week's episode to talk about where the Blues are setting. Once again, go check out Adam's Smokehouse. Let them know that Minner Arena sent you. Again, go after a game, Cardinal, Billikens, or Blues, and you get 10% off. And guys, until next week, let's go Blues.
Always good. I got to tell you, Corey, you're not going to believe this. I'm going to Adam's Smokehouse today. I'm going to do my Cardinal show next. With the home opener being delayed a day, Benji Molina's in town, obviously. So nothing to do today. So we're going to record the Cardinals show in studio, then head over to Adam's Smokehouse. You're more than welcome to join us.
Man, now I'm just jealous. You know I got work to do.
I'm hoping. It's Thursday, and I think they have the brisket burgers, which are unbelievable. The pulled pork. If they have pulled pork, I got to go with that. So I can't even decide
just eat what it to all. Have today,
but it's tremendous. Just get it all. Adam's Smokehouse, folks, located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. They do deliver. Check out the actual zip codes that they deliver to. Find out if you're in that one. They do box lunches if you want to do large orders. And, of course, if you have catering needs, nothing better than Adam's Smokehouse. That's our good friend, Mike. Adam's Smokehouse located on Watson Road, St. Louis. Here's your cue. To our good friends that support all the amateur stuff that we do here on the show, and they bring you our friends Kimby and Rivs every week. Of course, SynergyHockeySkills.com. Check it out, folks, as Rivs has got a lot going on right now, and his camps are probably, my guess would be at this juncture, they're about full. You better get on there and check it out. Nobody does it better than our friends at SynergyHockeySkills.com. To the Nelson family, thank you for your continued support. NelsonLandServices.com, five-star locally rated landscaping company with reasonable prices. What is unbelievable is the quality of work that they do for those prices. You're not going to find anybody better. Number one name you can know and trust, NelsonLandServices.com. To my friend Randy Green, looking forward to spending opening day with him for Cardinal Baseball as he supports both shows. I'm sure he's excited about Blues playoff hockey coming up as there's not a bigger sports fan in St. Louis than our friend Randy Green. InnovativeCompanies.com, residential, commercial, industrial. Randy's got you covered. Give them an opportunity for your business, a name you can know and trust when it comes to construction, heating and cooling, or electric. That's Randy Green, InnovativeCompanies.com. Guys, I'm happy to tell you, BluesNHLPodcast.com, check it out. You can subscribe to the show there. It's absolutely free. Don't forget to find us on social media at STL Blues Podcast on Twitter. If you're a Blues fan, we'll follow you back. Find us on Facebook. Type in Blues NHL Podcast. Make sure you like our page and click invite your friends. Then find the pinned post. That's typically going to be our show. Make sure you've liked it, commented on it, and shared it. That's how we reach more people and invite them into our group. Happy to have you guys be a part of our Instagram as well. Blues NHL Podcast. Follow us there, please. LineupMediaGroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform. You guys are going to love it. Download it for free today on your mobile device. For everybody here at Blues NHL Podcast, let's go Blues!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.